Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
CDC. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Forestville, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, we've been blessed to be able to be, amen, on the air one more time. And we'd just like to thank all of our very fine listeners who continue to tune in and listen in to us every week. It's truly a blessing, and we give God all the honor, give him all the glory, and give him all the praise for everything that he has done in all of our lives. It's been a great day. We were over at the New Birth Baptist Church today helping Dr. Gregory and Sheila G celebrate 18 years for the pastor and 50 years for the church, and it was an awesome celebration. And we'd like to say happy anniversary to them again for just continued service to God. And it was an awesome celebration. We just thank God for every time we get a chance to go over there and fellowship with them. It was just a wonderful time with all the family and friends and everyone that was involved. And we're going to continue tonight on good subjects. I talked on Friday about embrace. Can you embrace all change? We were dealing with the Supreme Court taking up the issue of voter rights acts, and we talked about the different changes that we can embrace and changes that we can tolerate and changes that we couldn't tolerate, and that was good. Good thought for discussion, and we thank everyone for tuning in and listening in. And as always, if you want to be a part of our conversation tonight, you can call in at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569, and we want to talk tonight from a little different subject, and that is talking about taking on obstacles, and want to just talk about, you know, some of the biggest obstacles that people face, and everyone faces all types of obstacles in their life, and you know, many of those obstacles are hindering us from reaching our potential success, and in any one's life, in order for you to have success, You have to learn how to take on the obstacles that would try to prevent us from having success. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. And so if you want to be a part of that conversation, we as always invite you to call in at 347-324-5569, 347-324-5569, and we'll get you on and see what you have to say about some of the biggest obstacles and challenges that are facing you and how you can go about getting over them, getting through them. It's always a difficult time to go up against obstacles. They're things that can get in your way and things that try to keep you from moving forward. And so you got to learn how to do that, and you got to learn how to get rid of them, and you have to do it by facing them head on. And so one of the first obstacles that I would say affects many of us is the obstacle of not getting an education, That obstacle, I found, is one of the biggest reasons why people aren't successful is because they did not get the education that's needed to help them be successful. And one of the biggest obstacles is that early on in their lives, in particular beginning in elementary school and junior high school, and college, many times people take for granted education that is offered to them. In the United States, majority of people are offered a free education wherever they live in the United States. And one of the things that I've noticed and I've seen and I've witnessed, you know, in school and out of school, is that young people don't take advantage of that educational opportunity. And so the obstacle of not having a quality or having education holds them back. And what happens is, as they take it for granted or they're not applying themselves, what happens is year after year goes by, and then as year after year goes by, they lose out on the opportunity. And after you get a certain age, it's virtually impossible. I'm not going to say it is impossible. It's virtually impossible to try to go back into, in a timely manner, recapture that type of free education. Because after you've gone through to the 12th grade, if you haven't properly taken advantage of the education that was offered to you for free, you have a difficult time moving forward as far as further education. And because of that obstacle, then it limits the career choice or the career opportunity, job opportunity for you to get. And that becomes clear as people struggle to gain employment, people struggle to fulfill jobs, careers that are available, because people are not educated or qualified to fill those jobs or those positions or careers, or someone else has already done it and they take advantage of the opportunity before you do. And so one of the most difficult thing is at an early age, is to get people to understand that one of the greatest obstacles to your success is not getting a proper education or taking advantage of education, taking advantage of free education while you can. And you know, it seems to me that generations are getting a little more lax and lax and lax and thinking that they don't need to get the education while it's free. And particularly in the African-American community, many of the urban area schools, and now even some of the suburban area schools, the African-American child underachieves due to not being able to get serious about education early on. I know when I was coming up, growing up, when my parents were coming up, growing up, education was the key factor that everyone was taught that could help you to be able to take advantage of opportunities as far as your career, as far as your success. But you had to learn that that was something you had to take advantage of that was offered free to you early on. And, you know, it was stressed in my family and it was stressed in my parents' family that you always were expected to get A's and a few B's, all A's and a few B's. And in order to do that, you had to apply yourself to getting with your books and getting your education at every grade level. Every grade level was something where I remember when I was in first grade or in kindergarten, they gave out what was called a VG or very good. And it was expected even in the first grade for you to get all VGs or very good. And it wasn't a thing where thought anything else but to get VGs. And to recognize the only way we were going to get VGs or very goods was to do all your homework and to practice your words and your sounds and everything that was required for that particular grade or that particular part of your education. And the parents took a part of it, and they helped you with those assignments, and made sure those assignments were done, made sure that they were assigned, and made sure they were put in your book bag or your folder, and they made sure you got to school, and they made sure you were at school, and made sure that you were able to turn your work in. And if there was any discrepancy, they would contact the teacher, and the teacher's responsibility was to make sure that if there was any areas that the child needed, that they were able to help them as much as they could at school, and then also contact the parents to make sure that the parents were aware of it and help the student to be able to overcome whatever obstacle or challenge that was present at that time. And that was just a normal way of life. That was just something that the most was ingrained in you, that the most important thing for you was to go to school and get your education. And it was so many times it was preached to us, it was taught to us, it was ingrained in us that that was our job and how important it was for us to do well all the time in school, because this was the opportunity of a lifetime that would benefit us in the long run to help to remove any obstacles that could possibly be in our way. And again, you know, it was a long school year, you know, 9 months out the year, and we learned early on that, you know, to enjoy your summer. But even during the summertime, my mom and my family, we used to practice reading, practice our sounds, and you know, all summer we were reiterating what we had learned and preparing for the next grade. And you know, there was five of us, so we would pass down information from classroom to classroom, from grade to grade to help the next one to prepare for the next grade. And again, we were taught this was our job. This was our responsibility to get an education, because that was going to be a vehicle which we could take and ride to success. And again, that was one of the things that African-American communities that we grew up in, we all strive together for everyone to do the best when it came to getting an education. It was something that we didn't know any difference. That's what we did. We got up and we went to school and we learned and we participated, and it was known that that was your best shot. That was your best shot. You had to be educated. You had to be able to read. You had to be able to write. You had to be able to articulate. You had to be able to do all these things in order for you to get the best shot. And there was many opportunities that were in the military and government where you had to take certain prerequisite requirements to get in. And, you know, people who were in the government, military, various private industry jobs, they knew how to get people prepared to go into those fields. And many people will serve, 25, 30 years in the positions that they have, whether it's in government, private industry, in the military. But it was because that they were serious about their education, were serious about understanding that, you know, the minimum of a high school diploma was required. And then getting a high school diploma all through those years, that A's and a few B's were the standard. Excuse me. And that whatever sacrifice had to be made, it needed to be made, if at all possible, to continue in college, university, and graduate school to be able to further your success was through education. And, you know, that obstacle is still in the way, not getting a good education. It's still in the way, but it can be overcome. You can face it and you can overcome it. It doesn't matter what age you are. You still can get education that will help propel you to greater success in your life. But I think, again, many times people take it for granted when it's free, get into an age where you want to be a teenager, you want to be rebellious, you want to be a class clown at a young age, and you know, a lot of times the parents are not involved, sometimes the teachers get disappointed or the teachers check out, not interested, and then all of that snowballs, and then next thing you know, you're looking at 11th and a 12th grade where children are dropping out, or 11th and 12th grade where children are taking very menial classes, just going through the motions. And basically are setting themselves up for not being successful. And, you know, it's all in those formative years. It's all in those first 12 years of school that a lot of people's success, future success is established. It's something that I don't think is made very aware. I don't think enough emphasis is put on it. I know it was put on when I was coming through school, but I don't think enough emphasis is being put on it right now to let people know, hey, these 12 years of school will determine the rest of your life, and you need to think about it in that way. So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about taking on obstacles, the big obstacles in your way. And we're talking about one of the biggest obstacles is not getting a proper education. All right, we're going to take about a two-minute break, and we're going to be right back. If you want to be a part of this conversation, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
It just doesn't seem as if people realize that in those 12, 13 years, we're setting our children up for how successful they're going to be, and they're setting themselves up for how successful they're going to be, and trying to find ways to get them to understand that is one of those obstacles, and you have to overcome that by drawing contrast between if they do and if they don't, and getting them to appreciate it and understand the importance and understand the consequences of not following through. It's devastating to see a young person with all the potential in the world not grasp the concept of, I need to educate myself. I need to put myself in a position where I can get educated. And then what happens all too often, people who do make it through the 12 years and, you know, just kind of willy-wally, dilly-dally, get to, you know, graduate to friends, and, you know, all kind of, you know, social activities and, you know, whatever, but really haven't done good enough to really progress to the next level. Then they find out that all the jobs and the careers that they desire now, as far as getting education, as far as getting financial stability, finding positions where you have health care and you have benefits, what happens is now they realize that they're not qualified for them. And, you know, once they realize they're not qualified for them, then they all of a sudden get serious about trying to get an education and how important it is. But now education is expensive. Now the cost of getting an education is no longer free. It's no longer you know, offered to you at a free position and place for people to pick you up and drop you off and give you books and all these things that happen, you know, in grades 1 through 12. And now you see that you have to qualify as far as with, you know, your SAT scores and going to a university qualifying and possibly having to take courses, remedial courses that you have to pay for, you don't get credit for, because the time to apply yourself has passed. And so now you have to make up for those times that you didn't apply yourself, and now it's costing you money, costing you time, and you find that yourself is farther and behind, and now you're struggling. They find themselves struggling to try to work, to try to go to school, to try to find a position that has benefits where you can get the proper health care, proper dental care, proper eye care. All those things come into play when you get a certain age. And I believe that if we begin to start teaching our young people at an early age that, you know, mom and dad are not going to, your guardian is not going to be able to provide you, you know, with eye care, with dental care, with primary health care, with benefits of insurance and places to stay and all of these things, clothing and housing, that mom and dad are not going to be able to supply those things for you. And so it's incumbent upon you to apply yourself as far as getting an education, and this is your job. This is your responsibility. Yes, we will help you as much as we can, but we can't go to school for you. We can't do your homework for you. We can't study your vocabulary. We can't study and do your projects for you. This is something that you have to apply yourself and learn that the importance of it is that if I don't do this, I won't be able to take care of myself properly. And I think that message is going unspoken. I don't think that message or that conversation is being had often enough, if all, with our children. And it needs to happen. Children understand greatly. It doesn't have to be that serious when they first start off, but it still needs to be taught. And then as the years progress, the seriousness of that conversation needs to progress with those years. And by the time someone's entering to the 10th, 11th and 12th grade, they should understand that their success is dependent on them doing well in their education. And, you know, everything else has to become secondary. You have to understand that you know, all the friends and all the social activities and all the clubs and all those things are important. But if they are obstacles or hindrances to you getting education that's going to allow you to be able to take care of yourself, to be able to provide for yourself, those type of things need to become secondary, as well as having children. It's one of those things where it's easy to have children. it's for most people, it's easy to have children. You can get an egg and a seed together in a short period of time, and a child can be conceived, and you know, 9 months later, a baby will be born. It really doesn't. It's not that difficult. With a seed and an egg to get together. And you have to teach, you know, children when they become at an age where they've reached a puberty and you know, their reproductive organs become active and working where they can reproduce. We have to, you know, teach them that, you know, that can be an obstacle. If you don't use those in the proper way, at the proper time, then it can become an obstacle where you're producing children before you're ready. And, you know, children are beautiful. Don't get me wrong, we love children. Children are great assets to your life. But at the same time, in order for you to properly take care of children, you have to have the proper education, which would propel you to the success that you would need to, again, to get a job or start a career or be in a career where you would have benefits that will be able to help take care of that child. And, you know, again, those are the obstacles that and the challenges that face our young people, because, you know, they grow up and their hormones start raging and, you know, boy meets girl and, you know, things happen, whether we want to realize it or not. These things happen. Happens everywhere you are. I don't care what country or what part of the globe you're in. When puberty hits the boy and the puberty hits the girl, you know, things happen. And you just need to be able to face that and to let them know that using those things prematurely would cause you to have the extra responsibility in your life as far as raising a child, and then also trying to complete your education becomes more difficult and more of a challenge, more of an obstacle to your success. And so, you know, you have those things that are doing that type of obstacles, and you have to talk to them early on and often to let them know that you really need to think about finishing your education, going on to further education, getting into a career job where you can, not, number one, take care of yourself, and then number two, if you desire to start a family, that you will be able to take care of your family. And, you know, those things early on, if not done correctly, can hinder that process of being successful. And you know, it's something that can be done. It's something that has been done. I mean, it seems like it's taken a couple of steps backwards. But that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about facing obstacles, taking on obstacles, and trying to make sure that we are prepared for the obstacles and the challenges that face us. So we're going to take another quick break. We're going to be back in about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody?
to properly deal with their bodies once they reach puberty in their teenage years. It's something that I don't know if it's talked about enough. I don't know if it's the right people talking. I don't know if parents not talking or, you know, the schools are not talking, but I know that television and video games and magazines, they're going to talk and they're going to tell young people how to do it, how to utilize their reproductive organs. And, you know, when they find out how good it feels, amen. you know, that's something that can distract them, something that they can become more in tune with and forget about, you know, education. And many times when young people become sexually active, when their reproduction organs hit puberty and they begin to start wanting to use them, that a lot of times they won't use them in a way that prevents families from developing. And, you know, that's one of the things that we really have to talk to our young people about, is that if they are going to become sexually active, that we will have to educate them about, you know, how important it is for them to take care of their physical bodies and how important it is to recognize that at a teenage age, producing a family as in the way of children is something that is an obstacle to their success down the road, because, you know, they don't have the ability to finish school, they don't have the ability to get a job, to be able to take care of themselves or their children. So it just kind of is an obstacle to success. Not to say that they can't succeed, but it becomes an obstacle. And so we have to go to great lengths to educate them about the consequences of using their bodies, their reproductive organs, in a way that produces children, and whatever needs to be done to let them know that, hey, if you do this as a teenager and you have one, two, three children, by the time you're 20, you're going to be so far behind as far as education, as far as trying to take care of yourself, trying to take care of your children, that it's going to be difficult for you. And the counsel would be to use your reproductive organs in a way that's not going to produce a family. Amen. And to focus on your children and focus on your, and I'm sorry, not focus on your children, but focus on your education. And get to a point where your education is propelling you to a place where you can get jobs, where you can get employment, where you can get employment with benefits. And then once you've had a job where you can start a career, and once you have a job where you have benefits, then you can start beginning to think about using your reproductive organs to start a family. And, you know, that's just plain talk. That's just plain talk. You know, it's not sugarcoating. It's not trying to tell people what to do with their bodies. It's just telling people that if you do certain things with your body at a certain age, that it's going to be difficult for you and your family. Just plain talk. You know, never fancy, just straight talk. And, you know, you can take it or you can leave it, and you can also look at the facts and you can see the statistics for yourself. You know, it's just the way it is. And, you know, that message needs to come out more and more. It needs to come out a little louder, a little clearer, to say, hey, your first 12 years of education, you know, if you allow not getting an education, your first 12 years or 18 years, how many teenage years you got in, you know, 13 to you know, 19, you know, and in those, you know, 6-7 years, what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? Is is with your reproductive organs as you reach puberty. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to use them in a way where you're going to be producing families, producing children? If you do those things, that becomes an obstacle. So education becomes an obstacle. Not getting education becomes an obstacle. Using your reproductive organs in a way that, you know, produces children in your teens, you know, that becomes an obstacle. And so those two things, lack of education, starting families too soon, become, you know, obstacles in your way. And you have to learn to take those on. And we have to learn to help people, in particular our young people, take on those obstacles, take on those challenges, to say, hey, you know, think about it. And I always, you know, would instruct our people in our youth ministry that, you know, you're 13 and you're 14. It looks like, you know, everybody's, you know, just leaving you behind. And everybody's doing this and everybody's doing this. And you're trying to tell me, like, in 4 years, you know, you'll be in a position where you're going to college. And if you're 14, you're 4 years. You'd have to learn to hold on and get education and use your body in a proper way. And when you use your body in a proper way and you get a proper education, when you get out of your teens and you get in your 20s, you'll be able to see the benefit of doing that, because now you have the opportunities to get a career, to get benefits, to be able to get the proper education. And now you can do the things that you really desire to do, but be able to afford to do them and maintain, you know, a type of quality of lifestyle that you were trying to get during your teenage years. And, you know, it's kind of hard to talk to them sometimes. And, you know, things are upside down in their homes and their families. And, you know, they find out about this thing called love, and they have boyfriends and girlfriends and booze and boogum snoogums and, you know, all of these things, you know, they see on TV and the magazines and, you know, in the videos, and all of these things are influencing them. But the reality is, if you don't have the proper education, if you don't take care of your body to the point where you're not producing children in those teenage years, you know, those things are going to hinder your success. And you got to face those obstacles. You got to talk to the children on a regular basis about these things. You got to stay in their face. You got to stay in their grill. You got to keep talking plain talk. You got to keep talking educated talk. You got to keep talking real talk to them and help them to make it through, because it's sad to see all that potential just get hindered because of those two obstacles that they're not able to handle. And you know, we have to be there for them. We have to be there for them every day, all day, to let them know that, you know, it might seem like a long time, like I said, at 13 or 14 to 18, it just seems like an eternity. Your body's going through changes. You're trying to fit in, trying to develop. You know, some people develop faster than others, and you know, trying to look cool, trying to look pretty, trying to do fashion, you know, all those things of trying to fit in. It's a challenge. But if they don't get the education right, if they don't get the proper use of their body right, you know, if they don't face those obstacles or deal with those obstacles right, they set themselves up for not being as successful as fast, or not being as successful as they potentially can. And, you know, that's the message that we're going to have to continue to put out there so that they can understand how important it is. And, again, it starts really early on in, you know, preschool, you know, kindergarten, first grade, just telling them how important it is, continue to reiterate it, continue to stress to them. And, again, you don't have to bombard them with all of this early on, but as the years progress, to be able to tell them, you know, and get a little more serious about the conversation. But by the time they're hitting puberty, by the time they're hitting the 10th grade, 9th, 10th grade, that they're well aware of, you know, what they might want to do in life, where they want to be in life, and realize that education and proper use of their physical body with the point that they're not producing families in their teens, that they would be able to face those challenges and be able to get their education and maintain their physical bodies without producing children in their teens, that their success and the time that they get to that success will be much greater. All right, we're going to take one more break and we're going to come back. But we're talking about, you know, facing obstacles in our life, and we're going to be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Ultimately, you can't be with them all the time. You get a certain age, teenagers who are going to work and going to school, there's only a certain amount of influence further that you can have as far as, you know, finding, you know, little boys, little girls attractive and utilizing their reproductive organ. You know, there's only a certain amount of things that you can say to them, but you have to present it to them. You have to show them the contrast of the success and the progress by utilizing those things correctly and taking on those obstacles correctly versus not correctly. And you have to be vigilant at it. You have to be creative with it. Take advantage of all the situations that present themselves as parents and guardians because there's too many of them not realizing their potential because they fail to take on those obstacles early on in their life. And it's sad to see so many of them have gone that way. It's I believe, something that can be prevented to a great extent, can be avoided if you take on those obstacles. And you just have to put them out there. You have to put them out there. And I know that many of you will and are and will continue. We have to just work collaboratively. Someone sees a good idea, pass it on to someone else. And then as the young people begin to get successful, begin to take advantage of their success by being able to take on those obstacles, to begin to have a form where they can begin to start reaching back to those that are in those teen years and early years of education and begin to reach back to them. And a lot of times young people respond to young people and begin to start telling them, you know, about how to overcome those obstacles and the importance, of overcoming those obstacles, begin to start sharing their successes and how they progress in education and taking care of their families and, you know, being able to take care of their families by utilizing their reproductive organs at the proper time. It is life-changing what those two obstacles, when faced correctly, can have, whether it's for the positive or for the negative. But they have to be taken on. And, you know, I know that it's a lot of time a struggle to see folks go through difficult times and face challenges, but you have to be there for them. You have to be there, and you have to help them. And, you know, if we don't, then we'll see more and more people come up short. But we want people to bloom and blossom at the proper time and the proper rate. And in order to do that, you got to get rid of those obstacles. You got to face them. You got to take them head on. You got to let them know that they're not going to dictate your success, but you'll be able to, you know, really apply yourself to be able to make a difference in your life and in the life of someone else. So that is our talk tonight on facing obstacles, those two areas of education and utilizing our bodies at the right time. That is a subject that, you know, has been going down for years and years, and the facts are still the same. If you reproduce in your teens, it's going to be a little struggle. It's going to be a big struggle. If you don't get your education in your teens and in your primary years, it's going to be a struggle. You're not going to be able to achieve the goals that you desire because you won't have the education and you won't have the responsibility of, you know, 2-3 children. And, you know, it's going to be more of a challenge if you would have applied yourself with education and applied yourself being responsible with your physical body. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. It's been a good conversation. I'll pass the word on. Straight talk from Pastor's Day CDC. Just let everyone know that those two areas, if you do them right, your progress and your success will come greater and be greater. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Now that you have the resources, we want want you to get connected. Good night, and we will talk to you again on Thursday night. Have a great week. Good night.